Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Texas Children's Houston Open. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, let's look at stuff through a three-year window. The two of the most important arms in town. Let's start with the Stros yesterday. Framber Valdez, six walks, just a stressful roller coaster ride. The inability to protect a four-run lead with the Yankees in town and a lot of excitement. I know it's early, but is it really early when it comes to the discussion about whether or not this guy's an ace? Yeah. I feel like we've been talking about this for 3 years. Like, you go back to 2 years ago when he had the one of the top five starts in franchise history in the ALCS. We've been asking this question. Is the fact that it's been going on as long as it has, should we already have accepted that the answer to that question is no?
I don't accept it personally yet, but I mean the clock is ticking because like there's no question who the ace of this staff is now. It's you, allegedly. You know, it's Framber.
Oh, I thought you said me.
Well, maybe. it's Framber.
In trouble.
So if you can't embrace that and take the next step by July, mid-July, then we have the answer.
Okay.
Because and I thought
so yesterday, your deadline is July.
Mid-July-ish, we'll know. Because here's the thing. The reason that you want to maybe be a little bit optimistic is he was awful with his control yesterday. He hit a batter two, walked six, loaded the bases twice, got out of it with well-played double plays.
Which he deserves credit for.
Which he deserves credit for, but still, his control was off. Control you can fix. Control you can change. You can get better. But if it's a lingering problem, then maybe we're going to have some issues. If it's his stuff that is not going to be consistent, then maybe we're going to have some issues. But so I'm not like jumping off and saying this guy's not an ace. What I am saying though is if we are asking that question in July, he is not an ace. Just flat out not.
I mean, look, he's a good pitcher, but you don't know what you're going to get.
Right. That's why he's got to back it up.
And we've been having this discussion for a long time. So I kind of lean towards no, but that doesn't mean, you know, some teams don't have aces.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to find other ways to win, and that's where the bullpen, the lineup and stuff might have to overcome it. But I think the fact we're having this conversation for years, I think it's telling us all that we need to tell us, and I think waiting till July, I think you're postponing the inevitable. I think
maybe,
we should already know this.
But we should at least give him that. I mean, this is the first time he's been handed the reins before the season even started. Last year we were having this question, but he didn't really start out as the ace on the staff. Like, it was not like your team. You know, that is your team when you're the ace. You're the guy that stops bad, you know, losing streaks or bad moments or whatever it may be. You're the guy that starts, you know, a good win streak with a terrific effort. He's never been that. He is this year. And so, you know, if he doesn't get it done, we have our answer.
All right. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Aaron live from the Houston Open here on Sports Radio 610. So when we talk about two-year, three-year conversations, this is another one that I think kind of puts where the Texans are and where they can potentially be in perspective. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about the quarterback position in the AFC South, because there's question marks at the quarterback position in most areas. We're not really questioning C.J. Stroud, but I think in the spirit of fairness, we do have to acknowledge that, you know, what happens your rookie season is not necessarily – it's not always a sign of the best being yet to come, and it's not always a sign of how things are going to 100% be. And yeah. I think on the opposite end of the spectrum, Trevor Lawrence had a disastrous mm-hmm. rookie season with bad upbringing, and he's where he's at.
Yeah.
But – there's a conversation about Trevor Lawrence, and there's a conversation about C.J. Stroud, and it's almost like, are these elite quarterbacks? How good are these guys? And I don't know, like, I don't think Trevor Lawrence is going to be elite at any point, like the conversation yeah. we're having about Framber Valdez, but I think he's going to be, he's not trash.
Yeah.
Like, he's okay. Like, Trevor Lawrence is okay, but I think the best way to look at this when it comes to potentially an elite quarterback is that if in 2 years we're having this discussion about C.J. Stroud and we feel about him the way that the Jags feel about Trevor Lawrence, then I think we could look at this as somewhat disappointing. Is that fair
no,
to say?
No, that's absolutely fair.
Like, if 3 years into C.J. Stroud's era, our tenure, whatever, career, mm-hmm. we're looking at him like the Jags do Trevor Lawrence,
yeah, that's a
then we're not where we're not going to be where we think we're going.
No, that's a disappointment. On the plus side, though, there have been some quarterbacks like Trevor Lawrence that had a bad rookie year and then blossomed into something really special. Well, he's been blossoming for 4 years now, you know, so I don't think he's going to
– he's heading into four, right?
Yeah, he's heading into four. I don't think he's all of a sudden in year four going to say, okay, there it goes, it clicks. I think we kind of know what he is. The way I would describe it, though, is there's been very, very few players outside of injury, maybe Robert Griffin III, that had a spectacular rookie year and didn't become elite or flirt with elite, like Andrew Luck. You know, I mean, just go down the list. Like, if rookies that come in,
Dan Marino,
gangbusters generally become elite. Yeah. And so that's the difference between C.J. Stroud and Trevor Lawrence. And, like, can you win a Super Bowl with Trevor Lawrence?
Maybe.
But
I mean, but it becomes more difficult because yeah. despite this conversation, they're going to have to pay him like he's elite.
Yes.
It's the cost of doing business.
Uh-huh.
So that's the crazy thing for me. Like, if you would have told me, because when we go back to 2020, that was when it was apparent that Deshaun Watson wanted nothing to do with the Texans, and it was apparent that the Texans were eventually going to have to find a quarterback. If you would have told me that when the Jags got Trevor Lawrence, that how we feel right now would be the feeling that we had, I would have said thank you.
I'd take it.
I would have said thank you so much.
Yes, because even
I will take that all day. I mean, yes. There was a montage of a freaking John Elway
yeah.
And Andrew Luck and stuff going
hell,
on when he
even
was
after his rookie year. I was like, you know what, I wouldn't pass judgment too fast on this kid.
Yes.
You know, even after his rookie year, I was like, he's legit. You were saying the same thing. Well, he is legit, but I mean, what he's not, is he going to be elite? I wouldn't bet on that right now.
So what do you think we're saying about C.J. Stroud 2 years from now? Because we've been saying the same thing about Framber Valdez. The dialogue about Trevor Lawrence is what it is. What are we saying about C.J. Stroud two years from now?
I'll go back to my point earlier. I've never seen a quarterback come in this hot, this strong as a rookie and not become elite. So we're going to be saying – that dude is him. That dude is taking this team to a Super Bowl eventually, if not already. I think he's going to be absolutely elite. I think that's the biggest difference.
The Texans today, they restructured the contract of Titus Howard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what is going on, but that tells you perhaps they're looking at doing something. Could it be a contract extension? Could it be a trade? What are the Texans doing? They're pushing back Titus Howard's contract a little bit, restructuring that.
Something's coming, right? I mean, it has to be. Because the Texans, if they restructured the contract, like a lot of teams have done this offseason, because they are at or over the cap, that's one thing. They had money. Even after all these signings, they were, I want to say, like 13 in the NFL, 14 in the NFL in cap space. They were smack in the middle of the pack. So to free up, I think it was, what, 10.3 or 10.6, something like that, $1 million that they freed up in cap space by restructuring Titus Howard, they did that for a reason, and that reason is there is something coming down the pike. there's another, maybe it's Simmons, maybe it's Justin Simmons, maybe it's someone else that we haven't even heard of or thought of. But right now, they went from, like, I want to say just under $20 million in cap space. That's fine. You could have stayed the same to $26 million or $28 million cap space. They didn't do that for no reason. Like this is Nick Caserio we're talking about. They're going to make a move, and there's still plenty of time to do that.
I think it's really interesting that the Texans, like, they're two whiffs. They're two public whiffs. And you can we can look back and say whether or not these were costly whiffs or not, because, you know, sometimes when you whiff, it ends up paying off.
Mm-hmm.
We know that better than anyone around here. Saquon Barkley, they were in on him, and then they were in on Keenan Allen. So you've had two whiffs on offense. You got to think at some point they're going to try to improve this offense, right? Because if we go to training camp 2 months from now, 3 months from now, whenever the hell it is, and we're sitting here and you're trying to sell me on John Mechie comeback season,
yeah,
or Xavier Hutchinson taking the next step, or Robert Woods, or, hey, Joe Mixon and no other running backs. It's a tough sales pitch given the fact that you tried to bring in Keenan Allen. You tried to bring in Saquon. I'm not saying Mixon was a bad follow-through, but that, based on actual actions, it's a disingenuous sales pitch. It's almost just trying to make the best of what you got,
yeah,
and it's counter to what you actually tried to do.
And then put on top of that they just cleared cap space. And then there's this, which it's kind of like staring us in the face, and I don't feel like this is, like, we don't talk about it enough. I hate to be that guy. Like, they're showing us that they're going all in on defense. They're showing us. So why would they not do something on offense?
But aren't they showing us that they're trying on offense, but they have a line in the sand?
Yeah, but they are trying. Here, but that means they're going to try it again. They're going to try to do something.
Here's my concern with that, and this is the fear that I have, because we're talking about C.J. Stroud. We're talking about C.J. Stroud being that dude. We're talking about Trevor Lawrence. We're mm-hmm. talking about Andrew Luck. Here's my fear. Why do you have that line in the sand? Because maybe you can just say it's team-wide.
Mm-hmm.
But you were willing to give Danielle Hunter
$48 million,
right? Yeah,
big contract, yeah.
You were willing to bring in Autry for whatever you gave him. You're willing to bring in these guys on defense. If you have this line in the sand and you're willing to back out of a Keenan Allen trade, or you're willing to say, all right, we don't want that for Saquon, is that line in the sand the CJ saves all butts line? Is that the Andrew Luck Indianapolis Colts, hey, we don't need a running back because Andrew Luck can overcome it. Hey, you know, the offensive line's all right, but, you know, we can overcome it because Andrew Luck, that guy's a tough SOB. You know, these wide receivers, we could use some, but you know what? Andrew Luck saves all butts. Like, is the line in the sand just a line in the sand, or is the line in the sand, hey, we can improve the defense, and this C.J. Stroud guy, he's going to carry us to the promised land.
Man,
he's going to save all butts.
I hope not. That would be a huge mistake that we've seen over and over again. Not only do I hope not, I don't think so either. I think, yeah, they missed on Keenan Allen. They missed on Saquon Barkley. Barkley said as much on a podcast yesterday.
New Heights with the yeah. Kelce brothers.
He was saying flat out, first team I was looking at was Houston. I was like, oh, great. and then he actually said, which was a little bothersome, once it got to money, he said that was before we got to money or something along those lines. And I'm like, okay, there's that line in the sand you're talking
yeah.
about.
Which, so, if you have a line in the sand, that's fine. I just don't want the line in the sand to be the CJ saves all butts line.
Yes, but they're attempting. So that's what goes back to my first point I made here is I've got to believe that they're especially after the Titus Howard stuff, they've got a plan on offense. Like the next big signing I feel is going to be either Simmons or someone on offense.
Like, does defense win championships? Like, you hear that all the time. It kind of seems like the cliche that
yeah.
you hear all the time. Oh, you know, defense wins. Does it?
I mean, it helps. I mean, defense clinch championships. That should be the saying. Like if you have like a Patrick Mahomes and you have a defense like the Chiefs, that'll clinch it.
Yeah.
You know, having a defense like that, it shouldn't be defense wins championships. Or quarterbacks win championships.
Yeah.
Defense is clinch championships.
Yeah,
yeah,
but you hear defense, you know, wins
yeah.
championships.
Yeah, got to run the ball.
If they're going defense in the draft, I'm just a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm just a little bit concerned by that.
You should be,
quite frankly.
I
just don't like. I don't. You can't roll out what they got out there on offense and expect that to be good,
yeah.
unless you're just going to be
you know, oh, if they would have had Tank Dell, if they would have done this, if they would have done that, that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't really and they're backing it up.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they were out on Saquon and out on Keenan Allen. Like, they're telling you that they believe it.
Yeah, their moves are telling us that there's a line in the
sand. But why is there that line in the sand? That's mm-hmm. the real question. What is their plan? Do they have a plan? Mm-hmm. Why are they wanting to wait to give up the draft comp for Keenan Allen? I think it's a question worth asking. I think it's something to keep a really, really close eye on. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Aaron and Figgy Fig live out here at the Houston Open here on Sports Radio 610. J-Lo doing his thing. He's got a Greg Norman shirt on.
I got the Shark shirt.
Yeah.
It's a birthday present from my daughter.
Greg Norman, huh?
Daughter-in-law. Yeah.
Greg Norman.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was all right. Choked at the Masters.
Choke artist.
Yeah. But he was all right. Artist. I think he was the number one player in the world like 4 years in a row.
Yeah, had a pretty good chili bowl.
Number one player in the world is here. Only one shot back.
Who's that?
Scottie Scheffler, baby.
Okay.
Only one shot back. I think he tees off in about an hour.
Okay.
And it's going to be fun to watch this golf because it is windy. And these shots are going to be good. They're going to be some challenging shots, man.
Oh, there's a hater right there. You want to see him struggle? That's real classy.
I like the competition.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch him. I hope he sucks.
Nope.
That's fair.
Didn't say that. I said it's going to be some challenging shots. I love that high.
He's not worried about it. He's shooting a minus eight today.
He's got, in this wind?
Shooting a minus eight.
Oh, I'm willing to get a piece of that action
buddy.
I'm willing to get a piece of that action.
You heard it here first, bud. Minus eight.
Care to back that up?
Mark that, Figgy. Minus eight.
Today.
Scheffler, yeah.
Not finish minus eight.
No, he's going to finish minus nine.
Because he's five under right now.
He's going to finish minus 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minus 13. Eight. Okay.
Yeah, this ain't nothing for him.
Okay.
Yeah, this ain't nothing for him, man.
This wind, man.
Nothing.
Golfers hate wind more than any other thing on the course.
Rain actually helps them because they can stick it.
They don't mind that rain or dampness.
Although the putting's hard.
They
in
don't
the rain.
Mind any water. They don't even see the water.
Putting's hard in the
rain. 90% of the times.
Oh, they see water.
Yeah, but 90% of the time they don't. They just hit their shot.
See it. Have you ever broken a club?
No.
Never?
You know me. I'm not that guy.
Ever thrown one in the water?
Nah.
Oh, man.
Nah.
No, it's a satisfying feeling. So good, man. It's so fun, man.
Now, my middle son, I think he might have broken a club or two.
Oh, I broke probably like 15.
15?
15.
Dang.
Because we used to have the demos when I worked at the golf course back in the day.
Yeah.
So you're taking the pitch. Just take it. Throw it in the water. Now, if it were my own club, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the demo. Where'd that go? I have no idea.
I hit a bad shot, and I'm just shoulder shrug guy. Like, man, I'm not a pro. Yeah. I'm not a pro.
You're not a competitor. You're more of a senior tour guy. I'm more of a Masters.
I am a very much competitive person.
I'm more of a Masters. You're more senior
but
tour.
But I pick my spots on what I'm competitive in, and golf, I don't do this for a living, man. I do not do this for a living.
See, I'm out there with Scheffler and you know, Dustin Johnson.
What are you holding the little scoreboard?
And Jordan Spieth.
You're walking 10 paces
behind
them.
I'm in their group.
You're 10 paces behind them holding the scoreboard?
I'm with Spieth, Dustin Johnson, and Scheffler.
Little camelback on your back, drinking
Lopez,
water.
Lopez is more out there with Lee Trevino and Chichi Rodriguez.
Don't sleep on Lee Trevino, man.
And
don't sleep on Lee Trevino, boy.
Oh, he's hilarious. That's a funny SOB right there.
That's a good dude.
He was in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
That's the man right there. Coming up next, the trip up 45. A lot of us are making it. Let's give you a guide and take a look at yesterday. Three words kind of summarize what happened yesterday as the Sweet 16 kicked off. Chalk these nuts next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Texas Children's Houston Open. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
I got the internet going nuts.
Trip up 45. We'll get you ready for that. The NCAA tournament, the Sweet 16, 3 out of 4 upsets yesterday. This was after 12 out of the 16 teams that advanced had all been chalk. We'll get you ready for that. But let's start with a little Twitter beef. Antonio Brown versus DeMar Hamlin.
Oh, God, you lost me at Antonio Brown.
Hashtag CTE ESPN.
Yeah.
DeMar Hamlin, someone posted a question on the internet, a fictional character's death that you have not gotten over. Antonio Brown replied to that and put a picture of DeMar Hamlin with the hashtag CTE.
Oh, my God.
ESPN. DeMar Hamlin then replied, "You just DM me on Monday. Guess you playing lame games on Twitter with my situation because I ain't DM you back. I pray God don't ever let me turn into a burnt out old head like you.
Good for him.
I used to look up to you damn near bleep sad for real for real. Talk about a clone. Bring the real AB back.
Good for him.
Clown emoji."
Yeah. That's awful.
Well, we have a reply from Antonio Brown.
Of course we do. Of course we do.
He said, "Somebody run my Twitter, F-boy. This entertainment, I'll leave your ass sleep in a field. For real, boy. You don't know me like that. My therapist told me you NFL dudes' self-esteem is weak. I'm always looking down." He then said, "Make jokes great again." He said, "I run my own Twitter. Just wanted to F with that clown. It's 2024. Make jokes funny again. Hashtag CTESPN.
Hold on. Did he say both somebody else runs my Twitter and I run my Twitter?
Yeah, he said he was kidding. So I don't know. Antonio Brown, I think he basically just played a I got hacked.
Get the hell. He hadn't been hacked ever. Boy, that is just awful for him to say something like that. To him. To DeMar Hamlin. Who actually was, some say, dead on the field momentarily. I mean, good Lord, he's an awful. Oh, he's the worst person in America. He is the worst. All right, Figgy.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, so Beyonce and Post Malone have the internet going nuts today, and you know why. Beyonce had her...
I don't know why. Why?
Her country song, her country album drop.
Okay.
And so
some would say it's not real country. That's not me. I just heard you having the argument during the break.
I did, and he was wrong. but here's the thing. This is how I know that it's actually pretty good, and we have it. Figgy's going to play a little bit of here in a second. I went into it with low expectations. I was like, I'll listen to this. We'll see. Beyonce, dude, it's pretty good. Figgy hit it. Country action. Where's my country expert? Right? Yeah.
Call me pretty little thing. And
And then Post Malone hits it a little later. This is very country. Figgy Landry is doing the Landry thing.
Yeah, of
walking
course.
Away, rolling his eyes.
Damn, man.
Hey, your boy on the song, man. You gotta support your boy.
Damn, $2 fireball shots? I feel like I'm at Dollar Pint Night at the local bar, man. Turn this crap off, man.
No, it's good.
Garbage.
Figgy, what were your thoughts on that?
I didn't know it was open mic night at the
How you gonna disrespect local, your boy Post Malone like that, man?
Hole, man.
How you gonna disrespect your boy Post Malone, man?
Come on.
Dude,
didn't y'all go to the same high school?
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
This is good. Figgy, like I said, I had low expectations. I was like, I don't know about this. And then I listened to the whole thing, and I'm like, that ain't bad. That's pretty country.
All right.
Post Malone was very good in it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was excellent. Figgy, what are your thoughts?
I got to be honest. I'm not really a country music guy, so I think it sound okay, but yeah. I'm not. You know, I don't want to disrespect nobody saying, oh, it don't sound good or it sound great.
Wow. Oh wow! So. That's a real strong take, Figgy. So you've never said that an album was bad. Why are you scared to say if it's
no,
bad?
No, I'm not a country. If you want to be honest,
podcast, I don't want to disrespect someone and say if it sounds bad or not.
I mean, is it fair if I say all country music sucks because I don't listen to country music?
That's your opinion.
Nah, I mean it's not for me.
All right.
It's not for me.
I got to tell you, I wouldn't mind listening to this again. That's always a good litmus test.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
I got the internet going nuts.
Cougs in action tonight. They're
going
to be up 45. Shout out to all the people on the Odyssey app already making the trip. My recommendation, if you're going to Dallas, don't let them get you. There's a bar in the concourse. That is fun. It's Hero Bar. It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very expensive. It's going to be very packed. My recommendation, park in the West End, exit Field Street. If you're going down 45, go under the bridge, take the first exit, hang out, take the U-turn, park in that parking garage right there. There's a Hooters that is a walk down the street. Mm-hmm. It's still one of the good Hooters in the country, which is almost like an extinct animal at the zoo. So if you're going up 45,
again,
park on the West End, go to Hooters, and then go to the game. Don't let the Hero Bar strip you.
Well, that's the second time you've said an extinct animal at the zoo. That would be a corpse if it was an extinct animal.
Going extinct.
at the zoo. No, and if you're driving up and you're a Cougs fan or anybody, if you're driving up I-45, I like Buc-ee's. It's solid. It's very, very good.
Go to Woody's. Go to Woody's.
But get off in Centerville and go to Woody's. You can thank me later. By the way, their barbecue is okay.
Not great.
But their chopped barbecue sandwich is excellent.
And if you do go to Buc-ee's, get the turkey sandwich with pickles and barbecue if you decide. It's going to cost you $8 now, though.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, COVID.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Figgy. I got
the internet going nuts.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Who?
Have you ever seen Officer and a Gentleman? That's where I'm going with this.
Who?
Louis Gossett Jr.
Who's that?
A movie star. He's been in a bunch of movies.
What's he been in?
He was in An Officer and a Gentleman. He was the drill sergeant.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen An Officer and a
Gentleman?
You know who would love it? That's a good couples movie.
Never even heard it.
Like you and your girl.
What year was it?
80s. It's an 80s movie. Yeah.
Like a real good 80s movie? You
know? Excellent. And that's where I was going with this.
Like,
Figgy, have you
like
seen? It's excellent. It's okay. Excellent. Figgy, have you seen Officer and a Gentleman?
Nah, I didn't.
But you're familiar with Louis Gossett Jr.'s work.
No, he's not.
I had to see a picture, man.
Yeah.
Really?
I got to see a picture.
I have no idea.
Who am I working with?
I mean, you mentioned his name like it was Michael.
You working Moore. With a guy that was born in 88.
So what? Yeah. Louis Gossett Jr. You like movies that you've
Let
seen.
Let me see
you've
what
seen
he looks
movies.
Like. Tell me a picture.
I'm going to show you right now. No, Officer and a Gentleman, I feel.
So why are we bringing this up?
Because I'm saying Officer and a Gentleman, I feel, is one of the vastly underrated movies of all time. It's excellent.
You know, 25 years ago today, The Sixth Man came out with Marlon Wayans. That's an underrated movie.
Well, I don't know about that, but no, he's a legendary. You've seen him.
I mean, what? I've never seen that guy.
You've never seen Louis Gossett Jr.?
I've never seen that guy.
Good gracious!
I've never seen this guy before.
tell your girl, I got a movie that
never seen that
Lopez recommended. He said we're gonna love it as a couple.
Yeah, and I don't know. Last time
Deborah Winger was in.
Last time you said that, I was very underwhelmed.
With what was it?
Arthur.
No, you liked it though.
No, it was average.
You said you liked it.
It was very average.
You said you liked it.
I said it was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a background noise, like occasional laugh.
All right, sit down with your girl.
But Arthur was not great.
Maybe early tomorrow before the games really kick off and watch Officer and a Gentleman.
Nah, I'm good. Okay. But I appreciate that.
You're missing out.
I appreciate the invite.
You're missing out.
Appreciate the invite.
I got the internet going nuts.
So Tari Eason tried to call out the Warriors the other day after the Rockets won 10 straight. He said Warriors come out and play. Draymond Green has responded. This is what Draymond had to say to the Rockets second year player.
When I saw it, I wasn't surprised at all. I am a little surprised that he hasn't played in the game since January 1st. And so it's kind of tough to come out and play. And you're not gonna play. It puts a lot of strain on your guys. Like, you can't get out there and help them.
All right. So
I don't mind it.
Surprised by it.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't mind it.
First, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like it all the way around.
Yeah.
Tari Eason's still supporting the squad, man.
Yeah, I guess.
No problem with it.
I guess.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, so we've touched on this, but it really is to me a pretty significant move. The Houston Texans, if you haven't heard, have restructured Tytus Howard's contract. He's a hot topic for a number of reasons, mostly production and Twitter.
mostly
production and Twitter. I feel like this is more than a sign. This is the first step that the Texans are going to be doing something. I don't know how significant, but doing something pretty significant if they're freeing up more than $10 million in cap space when they already had almost $20 million in cap space. That means they want more cap space. Landry, they weren't up against it. That's the key thing here.
Here's my problem with this is I think if we were talking about Laremy Tunsil and having to move his money around or someone who's actually been good, I would feel some type of way. But the fact that they have to restructure Tytus Howard is just kind of like...
Well, that's another level, yeah.
It's, I mean, what are we... Okay, like... Tytus Howard makes enough money to where that's a restructure? I mean,
no,
I'm gonna need, I need something from you, brother.
Trust me,
I need something
sad.
Other than tweets from you, brother.
Yeah.
And the jock sniffing that goes on when it comes to Tytus Howard. But I need something more than that. The fact that that is a contract that they have to restructure, he's got to... He's got to prove something this year.
No, that's a solid angle because it is like it shouldn't have to have been Tytus Howard, but the fact that it is and it's $10 million. This isn't a little tweak, man. That's $10 million they freed up, you know. And so they're over $26 million, I believe, if I'm doing the math right in my head of where they were yesterday.
Let's play the hits here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. We're live at the Houston Open here on In the Loop. James Harden, he had some interesting things to say. We'll hear from him. We'll also hear from another local guy. And the Astros, they're looking to bounce back, but you might not be able to see it. It's next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Texas Children's Houston Open. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, the hits are lit here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610 live from the Houston Open.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, Astros lose yesterday. It is early, but Framber Valdez, six walks, found trouble. Could have had a worse result. Credit to him for being able to get out of trouble. But I don't want to say more of the same, but it was a familiar roller coaster ride for Framber Valdez. That's the bad. The good, Jake Myers with a home run, and my gosh, Josh Hader, three strikeouts. Looked like a badass.
That was spectacular. I mean, I'm not trying to overstate it. I mean, but
no, it was incredible.
13 pitches, completely fooled
they
those guys.
Lost.
Like, completely fooled.
They
look
lost.
Just
it looked like Danny Almonte when he was 20 pitching with the 12-year-olds.
It was just killing those fools. Now, there's other things you got to get kind of put a pin in and watch. One of them is Ryan Pressly. Right, you know, it wasn't right ahead of him yesterday, was he? Because he came in a little earlier, but. Pressly, not in his closer role, actually he took the loss. He gave up the go-ahead run. So that's
a different
role,
and he probably didn't take it too well, man.
No. And he said he would as much, but was trying to be a good teammate and all that. But I don't know how it's going to play out.
Well, you might not know how it's going to play out either tonight because they're on Apple TV. I believe that means that the local broadcast will not be on. So the Astros on Apple TV tonight, unless you're going out to the yard. Christian Javier are going to be on the bump. I'll be honest. I got Netflix. I got HBO Max. I got Amazon Prime. We have a Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
I got to draw the line somewhere. Apple TV, no thank you.
We had those same four, and then we added Apple TV about a year ago, a little over a year ago, because of Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
And so we kept it just because you never know. There might be some stuff you want to watch on there. So I tried to log in. I had to log in again yesterday to Apple TV just to make sure so I could watch the ball game today. And it took me, no lie, an hour. Because I didn't write down that password. I have a little file that I keep all my passwords on. And then you got to do the scan. And then
you have a file?
Yeah, I have a file that I keep in a very secret place.
What's your work password right now?
My work password?
Yeah.
Why would you want me to tell you,
I'm just asking. What's your work password?
Why would you want me to tell you my work password?
Does it change?
It changes every 90 days.
I bet I
just got the email.
I bet I know what it is.
I'll tell you if you're warm.
It Gibson's involved.
He was in the last one.
Okay, Gibson's
not
involved.
In this one.
So Gibson.
No, he's not in this one.
Gibson's involved. This one is.
You'll never in a million years get this.
This one is.
I'll give you hints.
Your mom's name?
Yeah. Ask
your mom's
ask
name.
Questions.
Your mom's middle name.
You're kind of along the same track.
Your mom's middle name.
She's involved, but
yeah.
It's,
see,
but it's,
dude,
but it's,
how am I doing this?
But it's not her. It's not her. It's not her name.
Her nickname.
No, I would tell you, you're in the neighborhood. Kind of her nickname, but very exclusive. Very, very exclusive.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you part of it right now. The reason you would never get it in a million years, it's what my longtime listeners will guess it. Like, I'm talking longtime listeners. It's probably been 10, 12 years since I've mentioned this. It's what my dad called my mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, how did I guess that?
Nah, but it's not her name. It's not her nickname. It's kind of her nickname.
I'm going to hack the hell out of you, brother.
Okay, you'll never guess it.
Hey.
In a million.
Biggie, by the time we get to this commercial break.
Never.
Hey, drinks and snacks on Lopez.
Never in a million years.
Beating $20 nachos on you.
So, like, I could give you 1,000 guesses and you would never guess it.
What, Figgy, what's your work password?
My nickname.
Bootman?
Bootman? Yep.
There you go.
My nickname.
Why are we doing this?
ABC123 Bootman.
Nah, that ain't it. But
what's yours?
My nickname is actually in it, but you won't be able to guess it, though.
Well, you got to give us something because we gave you something.
Bootman 8685.
Figgy, this guy is a hypocrite.
Nah, what's your birthday?
This is the.
Figgy, when's your birthday?
October the 7th, but it's not in there.
All right, Bootman 1007.
It's actually my old school ID from.
Oh, that's
from
a good nickname.
Grade.
Yeah, that's a good password. All right, so Figgy, you know what's going on here, right? Hey, what's your nickname? Give me a clue. Hey, what's your nickname? What's your password?
Yeah.
Doesn't give us a damn thing. You're a hypocrite.
I guessed it, brother.
You're a hypocrite.
I guessed it, brother.
Give us something on yours. I
can't tell you.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Can't
hypocrite.
Tell you. Can't
double
tell you,
standard
Holmes.
Hypocrite.
Can't tell you, Holmes.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, it took me an hour. And
Why do I need an exclamation mark, though?
You don't need an exclamation mark.
You need a unique character, though.
Yeah, a unique character.
In some places, you have to have, like, the unique character, too. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's just safer. It's just safer.
That's what they say.
So, long story short, I've got Apple TV back and running. It only took an hour to figure it out.
Half of the Elite Eight is set. Clemson knocks off Arizona 77-72. North Carolina upset by Bama 89-87. Bama goes to the Elite Eight for the second time ever. San Diego State, I mean, y'all might as well have not even showed up. They lose to UConn 82-52. And then Illinois knocks off Iowa State 72-69. So three out of four upsets yesterday. Today, NC State taking on Marquette, up 45. And after that, know a lot of Cougs fans. They are making the trip up 45 to the AAC. The Cougs taking on Duke.
Going to be great. I'm a little bit worried about U of H. Not in this game. I think they're going to beat Duke. I'm a little bit worried that they're going to get so damn close again. The other day, last week, after that terrific or Monday.
A&M game?
Yeah, I was like, they have the look. They look like a championship team.
Do they?
They do. They come at you
but
from
– But UConn's in the tournament.
That's my worry. I'm like, this looks like a championship team. UConn is just drubbing
the crap out of people.
Just drubbing people.
They're just smoking for us.
Like, it's like crazy. All right, I got your nickname. I got your password.
Okay.
Pacey Hookem 10-3.
No.
Hookem is in there somewhere.
No.
Or some reference to Texas.
No, not at all.
Pacey,
no.
Your dog.
No. She's never been a password.
Your daughter's name.
Nope.
You're lying.
Promise. Promise.
Lock Dog Hookem.
Nope.
38-38.
You need numbers.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You need numbers first.
I just can't believe you're such a hypocrite here.
I mean, I'm just –
You're not giving us anything. No hints, no nothing.
Also got Creighton, Tennessee, Purdue, Gonzaga. I'm going to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to buy tickets to all three sessions, in other words, if you're a Cougs fan and you're going to Dallas and you're going to watch NC State Marquette tonight and then you're going to watch the Cougs take on Duke, if the Cougs lose, do you stay to watch – Duke versus NC State or Marquette, especially given the fact that it's Easter, you might be upset. Are you staying and watching?
I might stay for a little bit, but I'd probably be crushed.
Here's my thing.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. If it weren't Duke, I would, but it would just annoy the crap out of me to have to look at Duke on the court if I lost to Duke.
Yeah.
Like if you lost to, you know, some other squad, maybe. But if the Cougs lost and I had to go to the game on Sunday – and I had to watch Duke play, I would be sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
I can't get down.
And
with
I think
that.
It's not even just that for me. If like you're that, if you're like a super fan, you're really invested, I'd be like just like, you know, disappointed. So maybe watch a little bit of the other games, but I wouldn't stay for the next day.
If you're going up there, Hooters on the West End is the place to go. Don't let them get you in that lobby. Hooters on the West End. It's one of the still good remaining Hooters, and it's two blocks to the stadium. The parking is cheaper underneath. Hooters on the West End. Mm-hmm. Don't let them get you. Trust me.
Don't let them get you.
Tell them Landry sent you.
Yeah.
They might know me. James Harden.
Oh,
he got booed in Philadelphia.
No kidding.
He demanded a trade from the Sixers, and apparently James Harden does not know why he was being booed.
What do you think of the fan reaction and all the booing, though?
I mean, I expected it. I really don't know what it was about, but I expected it. And so it is what it is. I don't even know why they were booing. I don't think. If you ask them, they probably don't know why they were booing.
I think they know.
Has anything changed about your feelings about how things?
Nah, like, it's I guess you look at it in like a whole, like in life, and it's like things that you want or may feel like should happen and they don't happen, then it's like, all right, cool, you know, what's next? And, you know, obviously people always have a commentary on it or their side or an opinion just because they're outside looking in. But, you know, for me personally, I felt like I did everything I needed to do in the sense of the year prior, you know what I mean, taking myself off the max to help the team get better for this city, you know what I mean? And for myself, obviously, but to win a championship. So things didn't work out. I wanted to get paid. They weren't talking. So, you know, it is what it is. Now you move on. Everybody's happy. Life is good. And you know what I mean? Everybody looking forward.
You think someday that you and Daryl will match things up?
No.
No?
No, no.
Look at this effing guy.
Hell no.
Look at this. Do you not, James? Do you not have any idea why they booed you? You know, you think it maybe had something to do with, I don't know, disappearing in the postseason? Or,
Demanding a trade?
Or, I don't know,
yeah,
being on your fourth team in 5 years?
Easy, man.
What is this, dude?
It's crazy.
Talk about delusion.
I don't like to generalize, but it just seems like the large majority of NBA players just don't have a clue. This was De'Aaron Fox the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He's a local guy. He's a Cypress guy. I like De'Aaron Fox a lot. But this was him talking about the media. He's been a little bit more vocal as a leader for the Kings. By the way, the Rockets taking on the Jazz tonight. They're in that back and forth with the Warriors, so that should be fun. Chance to go three games above 500. But listen to De'Aaron Fox.
For quite a while now, you've come out and you know, addressed like some of your bigger and you know, maybe more difficult losses. Is this like something you're kind of making a point of doing for some reason in terms, you know, just leading this team and kind of showing that accountability? And
as far as talking to y'all?
Yeah, just, you know.
I don't get out of that. Okay. I don't get nothing out of that. They ask me, I do it.
But for the team, so it really doesn't mean anything in terms of
they don't give a f- if I come up here and talk. I tell you that I get no joy in this after a win or a loss. My team doesn't care if I come up here in a blowout win or a blowout loss. So
sorry I brought it up.
I mean, it is what it is.
All right, so here's my thing. Mm-hmm. And I think this is why when we look around, I'm not trying to get on my soapbox, but I've been known to go up there. So now that we're here,
yeah.
The NCAA tournament has record ratings, right? The women's tournament has record ratings, right?
Yes.
The NFL had record ratings, right?
Yes.
The NBA has record low ratings. Look no further than James Harden and De'Aaron Fox, who two guys that we both respect, but these guys have no idea what the hell the deal is when it comes to fans. And then you look at the MLB. Ellie De La Cruz for the Reds. He did a full press conference the other day in English,
mm-hmm.
and they asked him, why do you want to do this? He said, it's important for the fans to hear me.
Yes.
It's important for the fans to hear me. These NBA players, not all, some, most, and I mean the numbers don't lie. While sports are thriving, they don't because there's no magnitude.
Yeah.
They have no understanding of how it works.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of jock sniffers on Twitter that are all over their nuts.
Mm-hmm.
They have straw man arguments. They take the most extreme opinion and they generalize that. And they also just don't really factor in business because they got the dopiest commissioner ever. Look no further than that as to why the NBA is kind of plummeting as other sports are thriving.
Look, you're preaching, man. I mean, you're absolutely preaching. The first person I thought of when I heard Harden, and then obviously this fits in as well, David Stern. David Stern.
He's rolling over in his grave.
He would have crushed them. He was a media savvy genius. Like the whole Magic and, you know, Jordan and Larry Bird. Larry Bird was the biggest introvert in the history. In my time covering the NBA when he came into the league.
Yes.
He wouldn't want to talk to his family.
They don't want to play. They don't want to, like, it's embarrassing.
David Stern got a hold of him.
It's sad because it's my favorite. It's my favorite league growing up. It wasn't even close.
Yes,
that's what I grew up closest to. That was it.
It's a great story. David Stern, like, put people on Larry Bird on how to, you know, come out of his shell and be a little more productive, and, you know, when it comes to interviews, to get out in front, to do commercials, all that stuff. Like, David Stern, like, he would be, you're right, he just completely rolling over in his grave. They have screwed this up so bad from a guy who was a media genius.
He is David Stern right now is basically a fire drill on loop. He's stopping, dropping, and rolling every time he watches these idiots.
Yes.
They're a joke, man. Like, it's embarrassing, it's sad, and it's just really unfortunate because, again, grew up close to that
By
league.
The way, David Stern, loved former commissioner, league. RIP.
People know that, right?
I think so. But
I mean,
just
mentioned
to be clear.
Some actor no one had heard of, but
No, a lot of people have heard of Louis Gossett Jr.
Okay.
Yeah.
713-572-4610. What's his name?
Louis Gossett Jr.
Louis Gossett Jr. versus David Stern. Coming up next, acts of aggressiveness. Multiple forms of aggressiveness in town. What they are telling us involving the three major teams. In the Loop continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.